Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
A couple of folks up here on the stage we haven't spoken to yet. Russick Smith and Brett Throgmorton, who's playing drums, are a huge part of Shovel and Stone Gen 2.
Yeah, version 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think the strongest thing about this band is that it's the camaraderie. I play with a lot of people and do session work and things like that, but, you know, being on the road with these guys, we don't get tired of each other, which is kind of weird. We're good friends. I think kind of came out of the blue. You never really know where good friendships come from and where the right people that you want to play with, where, when that's going to happen. But yeah, when it does happen, you know, you recognize it.
Your training, I'm thinking particularly on cello, because why do I have a hunch that that's kind of where it started, classical training?
Yeah. I mean, most people don't just kind of pick it up later on. Uh-huh. I started cello when I was 9 years old. They had an instrument petting zoo at the school, at my elementary schools. You know, like, you've got the cafeteria, you've got all of the tables set out, and they just bring all the instruments and they put them on the table and they say, hey kids, go and try them. A lot of kids gravitated towards like the loudest instruments, though I remember trumpet was like a real big
one. Oh, I'm sure.
One. And the reason I went to the cello is because it was big. And there were no other kids around it. I just drew the bow across the strings, and my young 9-year-old mind was kind of blown by just that sound, and little would I know that it would change the trajectory of my life.
We're all sinners and we're covered in mud. I don't hate you for what you've done. Far as I know, we're just blood. Good thing I didn't try to survive on your love. Well, here's to Jesus for forgiving you. That's not something. Driving me insane. same. How this anger in my heart just won't go away. Here's to Jesus for forgiving you. Here's to hoping that here I forgive me too, yeah. So thank Jesus for forgiving you. Here's to hoping that here I forgive me. Heavy and it's hard to stand. I'm older now and I finally understand that path you chose was all your own. I bet that hurts you somewhere deep down in your soul. So here's to Jesus. So thank Jesus for forgiving you. Here's to hoping that he'll forgive me.
Growing up in a traditional music education framework, it's a lot about a cerebral exercise. You know, there's right and there's wrong. There's music on a page and that's it. So when I was educated on cello, there wasn't a lot of room to write, to think melodically. It was an exercise of the head. But when I started learning bass, it taught me a lot about improvising and creating music. And so for me, it's influenced my bass playing, and learning jazz and improvisation came back around full circle and taught me a lot about speaking through the cello with my own words instead of words that somebody else had written for me to say.
Do you find that that is liberating for you in some ways, not to be working with others who maybe are so cerebral and sort of technical about music?
A lot of the stuff I do on my own kind of fills the niche of technicality and cerebral stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the biggest thing about Sheldon Stone is really, it's about heart, which is really what music is about at its core. No matter if it's written or if it's played, it's about the soul of it. And I think that the thing in here is that nobody's playing in this band is playing for an ego. It's playing for the soul of the thing. It's not, you know, and that's important. That's important to have the soul of it.
Yeah.
I smoke and drank and I caught that bug. And I hang out in alleyways with misfits and thugs. When I saw God, I slowly looked down. And I tried to hide amongst the crowd. The crowd I was in were strange-looking people. And I dreamt I'd been stabbed by the church's steeple. So come one, come all, we're all children, he said. We're here to drink blood, we're here to break bread. No one alive's hands are clean. That's why we must do good. We must do good, you know what I mean. but I felt my heart break. And I lose my temper, take more than I should take. See, I've learned, you learn by making mistakes. Cause if you lived your life perfect, your soul will escape. Said if you live your life perfect, your soul will escape. A gray sky, it's just what I see, don't ask me why. See, we all see things different because we have our own eyes. So may truth bring you mercy, don't hide behind lies. Said truth brings you mercy, don't hide behind lies.
Hey, Brett, tell us about your training and then how it is that this particular ensemble is sort of working for you as a sort of rock drummer.
I've got kind of a funny, good influences, and also found, I like what Russick said about just kind of the language of finding a way to speak through your instrument. I mean, definitely drums are just how I hear music. That's kind of what I listen to. Everybody listens to something else, but I'm not a huge lyrics guy, and I've just found that I'm pretty pure percussionist. I think it kind of fits my personality too a little bit. It's a good role to have in a band and kind of fits the friendship that we all have, and it's a pretty steady role. But I grew up around music. My mother's actually a classical musician, and then she taught piano lessons out of our house. So I like to say I was just naturally ear trained, listening to people tickle around melodies on the piano, and me and my sister played piano at one point. But it's kind of funny, like I couldn't possibly been a theory-trained pianist, but I turned out to be a rock and roll drummer of sorts. So uh-huh. It's kind of beautiful how you are meant to figure out where you're meant to be in the music world. And I kind of have a really neat background just from growing up around music and playing all sorts of things. But
do you find at times as a percussionist that you're sort of recalling certain phrases or locking into certain phrases and what they might mean and how you can give more meaning to them as a percussionist?
Absolutely. Vocal cues are huge, even if later I might decipher the meaning of it. But it really does affect how I lay into the cymbals or like what emotion I play with. So yeah. Absolutely, it's super important both for navigating the song, but also like knowing what it's coming across as.
Yeah.
He's really good at selling the spots that I'm hearing that I want sold on the drums.
Oh, nice.
And he nails that almost every.
Do you ever direct him that way?
Never.
No, okay.
I don't have to direct
one of,
him.
Yeah, one of the coolest things Mackenzie kind of tells all of us, and with Rustic, it's easy. It's like, because we're like, do your thing, man. You got all kinds of tools. But a really cool thing in this band early on was Mackenzie was like, be an artist. You're a drummer. Do your thing. And that's nice to have artist license in a band that whether he directs it or not, it's kind of directed through the music and through the songs that we all understand.
Yeah.
That only grandpa knows, singing to a worn out table of John Prine, thongs of desperation. Oh, I could feel every line. Time flies by on a warm summer night. Oh, when you're singing at the stars. Time flies by, oh, all my life. Nike waiting for easy part. Like you waiting for the easy part. Three days of no sleep and the carpet is starting to grow. I don't think that I've ever felt this damn low. And the demons are screaming cause they have nowhere else to go. Oh, as I raise my head up from this old blow. Time flies by on a warm summer night. Oh, when you're singing at the stars. Time flies by, oh, all my life. Like you're waiting for the easy part. Like you're waiting for the easy part. Go ahead, Russick. Daughters that he barely knows. No, maybe some of that time it'll be good for him. Well, I'm not their daddy, but I try to be there for them. Time flies by on a warm summer night. Oh, when you're singing at the stars. Time flies by, oh, all my life. Like you're waiting for the easy part. Like you waiting for the easy part. Like you waiting for the easy part.
How is it that you happen to want to come to Appalachia to do your recording?
The number one thing was that it was going to be so remote. And there's so many distractions. There was so many distractions in the first record with PJ. And not in a bad way, but you had cell phone service. There was no cell phone service. There was no internet. And there was no escape from making the record. It was wake up every day, and that's what we were gonna do. Yeah, you can sit on the porch and enjoy the beautiful Appalachian Mountains. That was a huge part of it. Obviously, you know, Chance being Chance, that was a, you know, let's go out and be with somebody who's been around this music and does this music and knows this music and lives in a place where this music comes from. Me and him had kind of been talking here and there on Instagram, and we were looking at recording the second record, and I thought that would be a good place to do it because he was like, hey, listen, man, you know, I'm not telling you that you're going to get the greatest quality or whatever out of this record. I'm going to do what you ask of me, and there's going to be no distractions. And that was something that I kind of didn't get with the first record. I would say Zach would agree. You know, we didn't really get that with the first record. It was kind of like, this is how it's going to go, and this is the way it should be. And we were so new to what we were doing, we just said, okay. And the record, the first record we love, and it's our first baby, but it's not something I would have thought would have come out the way it did. We were able to be really free, you know, not distracted when we made it, and that was a massive part of why we did it there. You know, we kind of discussed what we would like, and something that Shovel and Stone, I think, brings, you know, one of our strong suits is that we have a really good live energy. We love playing with a crowd. We love talking to the crowd. We love interacting with the crowd. The first record was kind of all the bells and whistles. For this record, we wanted to sound like we sound when we're on stage. And so, you know, I told him that, and he was like, listen, these are my ideas. What do you think of them? And we rolled with them. And that idea was to cut everything around one mic. We sat around one mic, which is kind of an old school way of doing things.
Right.
And it was cool. We sat around and we played our songs and we expressed ourselves. And I think we're all happy with what came from it.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. More at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
There are so many people to thank for our program. For Shovel and Stone, we are ever grateful for our volunteers and staff who make our production happen so beautifully each week. We also want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and those listening to us on the network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, here in the grand city of Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now before we close out tonight's program, let's bring back Shovel and Stone, who's going to send us home with one more number.
One, two, three. Well, I packed my bags, my mama cried. Sun was asleep, gray clouds filled the sky. But I drove 1,000 miles down to you. Pedal to the floor, well, I drove that whole night through in Austin, New York to play. The hot Texas wind is a howling my name in Austin, New York to play. Hot Texas wind is a howling my name, oh, Austin. Well, I met a girl down there, yeah, her. Lips sweet as honey, but her words are cold as ice. Around the bottle, hands around the bottle, cause whiskey is my vice. And Austin, you're to blame. The hot Texas wind is a howling my name. And Austin, you're to blame. Hot Texas wind is a howling my name. Oh, Austin. Way too bright. Navigating burned by those neon signs. So barkeeper, give my last dollar to you. I raise my glass of tears. Oh, here's to the blues in Austin, you're too plain. The hot Texas wind is a howling my name in Austin, you're too plain. Hot Texas wind is a howling my name. Oh, Austin. I packed my bags, my mama cried. The sun was asleep, gray clouds filled the sky. But I drove 1,000 miles down to you. Pedal to the floor, well, I drove that whole night through in Austin, New York to play. The hot Texas wind is a howling my name in Austin, New York to play. Hot Texas wind is a howling my name, oh, Austin.
Thank you guys so much.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.